Hello.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing, man?
Hi, how's it going, Miss Evan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty well, man. Just got off of a little break. Took a walk around the neighborhood real quick.
Okay. Sounds like a good break.
Yeah, you got to get away from the desk every now and again just to stretch the legs and everything, you know?
You can't do that too much in Texas. Not too much
yeah.
walking around. You got drive everywhere. Unless you're down in
yeah.
Austin or the city or something.
Yeah. I mean, in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, you really can't do that. Especially like 8 months out of the year, you might as well just go ahead and get an oven.
Well, I was meaning versus the, like a city type area, you know, there's not so much like,
oh yeah, it's not walkable either.
Yeah, you got to drive downtown. Like if you're in Austin or San Antonio, there you can walk. You know, if you're in a downtown area. You know.
Yeah, somewhat. But in Dallas and Houston, I know it, you can't even if you are in downtown, you can't even get around unless you do have a car.
No. Yeah,
there's no public
yeah.
transit or anything. There's really nothing like that.
Texas. Yeah, no, except for Ubers now or whatever.
Yeah, at least we have those. Taxis really aren't a thing anymore.
Okay. All right, well.
Yeah, so did you get a chance to speak about everything? Did you come up with, like, any questions? I'd love to address them if so.
We spoke about it, you know. Talked to my wife. She's kind of like, she's the kind of person, she takes chances with things. Yeah, maybe a little more of a chance taker than I am without investigating, you know. Sometimes I do investigating and, you talk yourself out of things sometimes. And sometimes maybe it wasn't the best idea, so I think I'm going to just go ahead and give it a try and hope that you enjoy your job because you help other people and businesses versus, you know, just because of the job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm here. I mean, I know that for the fact that I'm helping people get more money, get to better places in their life financially, it's something that I can go home and sleep on and not feel bad about, you know, for sure.
Exactly. I hope you're a conscientious person like that and think that way versus, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of businesses that do the same thing you do, but they're stealing people's money. And, you know, it's not a – I worked one time for a – company up out of Dallas, and it was a very, very gray line, let's call it, scandal type of company, and I didn't last too long there. I couldn't deal with, you know, taking advantage of people.
Yeah, I mean, same. I've been offered jobs before where I could have probably made a little bit more money, but for the fact of the matter that I spoke to employees of theirs and saw reviews from like Glassdoor and things like that, I just didn't feel comfortable moving forward with it. That's the reason I'm here, because I know I can sleep well at night knowing I'm helping people at the end of the day. I'm not screwing people out of their money in any sense, and we actually do what we say we're going to do. So I'm really happy that you chose to try us out. I really think you're going to see the results that you're looking for with us. Definitely, I'm going to go ahead and get us back with our onboarding process so we can get that knocked out. And then get all this stuff runned up so we can get everything we need from you this week, whatever we need. That way you don't have anything else you have to devote your time to for us. And also, of course, we can get everything.
Okay, about how long is that going to take? Today I received that phone call. We're supposed to start the onboarding. How long typically is that going to take? Because tomorrow would be better for me, but it's a specific sir, I need to know a time because I got to work tomorrow too.
All right, how about this? Let's just reschedule for tomorrow because it's generally about like a 45-minute to an hour-long conversation. When would you like to do it tomorrow?
Can you give me a brief idea of what I need to have ready?
Yeah, so for you, you need to have any licensing, insurance, proof of bit. Let me see real quick.
So I don't have licensing, you know, there's the only thing I have is insurance, which is commercial insurance for my vehicle to be on the road. I don't have a general liability insurance for myself at the moment, like I said, because it's a newer business. I didn't need it to start up, you know. Now the more homes I'm visiting, of course, I would consider getting, especially if I'm in homes unloading stuff out of people's property where damage can occur, you know.
But yeah.
At the moment,
you already have a. I'm sorry to cut you off. You already have a Google page up and running, right? I'm looking at the right one, the Pride Hauling.
Yeah. I don't know if everything's correct on there. You know, if you guys could help me out with that, that'd be great too.
No, but the initiation process is what I was more concerned with. So as
long as you have that up.
Yeah. So you should be good.
I had to get a phone call and take photos of like the neighborhood and where the business is and the truck. I did all of that already. There's photos also on Google. There should be photos there on the website.
Oh.
I may have some more we can add to it.
Then that's actually all we need is probably just photos from your end, because you already are verified. That would have been a lot of what we had to do. But you are already verified, so that'll save us a lot of time on top of it. It's just less that we need from you. So really just get some photos prepared for us, and then maybe just an idea of like we already got your service radius down. So really just the photos is all I can really think of what we need.
How about pricing and like that? Is that typically get listed on like a website or, I mean, you know, every it's hard to price, you know, unless people are getting big loads. Specifically, I did a demolition job last month. And, you know, we knew that we were going to be filling the container every time with, you know, at least 2 tons of debris. So, I was charging for that. I was charging $350 for the first 2 tons and then $80 every additional ton after that. So, you know, but something like that wouldn't apply to somebody typically who's in a home and they have junk that they want removed. You know, it's, you know, it just probably go more towards the quantity of the, you know, how much of my space are they going to take up in the truck? You know, a quarter, a half a truck, you know?
Yeah. With that case, it's your call, because we can definitely list that onto the website at the end of the day and just general listings. But it's your take. If you want to have that out there, or do you want to kind of take it per basis and per client type deal?
I guess we can see how it goes that way. At first, you know, some people like to get online and they love to see prices. As soon as they see the price, they want to, you know, they want to go, okay, I know what it's going to be, an estimate of what it's going to cost me, you know. So, you know, I am a little steered towards that market, but also, you know, it's hard You know, if we could do maybe like some kind of
we could start off with the pricing. At least we could do that. And then if you're like saying, hey, I'm getting way too many of these hits and I'm missing out on some money, I mean, you do have a full capability of calling us up and just having us edit it for you so it doesn't have that pricing within it anymore.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay.
Okay. I'll definitely notate that for us so they'll know that you want to do that with your website.
I'll screenshot photos of some of the stuff. I've looked around at other businesses how they do it. And some of it seems really good. Like they'll have a picture of a dump truck and then they'll highlight, you know, in red, the quarter of the box, and then green and then blue. You know, that's just a specific price mark. So if it's a quarter of a box, let's say, you know, $200, you know, half a box, you know, $300, you know, four, and, you know, something like that.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be a problem for us at all. That'd probably really help you out so you can kind of visualize these people and also set the right expectation with them so they know what they're getting into and kind of roughly. Yeah. And then also they'll more likely not call you up and say, hey, how much do you think this is? And show up to them, they can already have that diagram in mind and you can tell them, hey.
Yeah. I think it would save time on, failed estimates. You know, basically I come out and they're expecting one price, you know, at least that gives them understanding before they call me and say, come out and give me an estimate, you know,
exactly
around what they're going to spend.
Exactly. Yeah. So at least you can have that expectation ready for them. I think that'll work out great. If we can at least put like just a picture of that diagram you have in mind, that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
So yeah, perfect. Let's just schedule that out for tomorrow. Any particular time works best for you?
I'm going to say let's put it around 3:00 my time. I should be home and done by then. If not, I'll call before. Should I call, the number you gave me?
You can, but, we do have an open slot at 3 and 3:30. Which one would you like to do?
Let's do 3. Like I said, if I get home earlier, I'll give you guys a call and see if you have something available, or I'll just stick to the 3, which would be fine. Or if I'm not home by 3, I'll call. Either way, I'll make a phone call and let you know, then I'll be good to go at 3 or not.
Okay.
I'm just not sure what time I'm going to be finished tomorrow. It should be before 3, though.
All right, 1 second. I'm just booking this for us. All right, I just got that scheduled for us. Here. All right, I just got that scheduled for us, so we'll call you up then. And then, yeah, if you come to cross like some more free time tomorrow and you want to try calling us up to see if we have an open slot, we'll definitely try to fit you in. If anything, we definitely got you booked in and penciled in at that 3 o'clock appointment. And then we'll get everything rolling. We'll get everything onboarded. Yeah, just get us those pictures. I imagine just that interview and pictures is, I think, really all we need. Maybe a few access points like to your Facebook and Yelp.
Now, as far as Facebook, I don't actually have a designated page for the business. I advertise on Marketplace, but I never created a page on Facebook. I don't know if that would be recommended, if that'd be a good idea, if something you could help out with also.
Yeah, yeah. So you already have a Facebook page, and then essentially you need that to create a business Facebook page if you haven't already.
Yeah.
You could do that, at least just get the set up for that, and then we'll take care of the rest. But we'll also, if you'd like, just help you through that and walk you through on how to set up that business page. But as long as you have that personal page or the one that you need to create the business page, well, we can help you with everything else.
Yeah, and I also have ads that I run in Marketplace. You know, I do that. So there's stuff on there, content on there.
Perfect. Well, great. It sounds like you're already kind of started on there. We just got to finish things up then get those
ads. I did do the Yelp too. I made a Yelp account probably about a week ago. Actually, I had a lady call me today and tried to get me to sign up with them and set me
up. Yeah, we'll take care of
that
for you.
Okay. Yeah, she was saying that you guys will have to ask for something with the account or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'll just deal with it. I told her that I was in the process of dealing with another company, so who will manage that account for me and my other accounts. So.
Yeah, we have a partnership with them too, so we'll probably need just some minimal access just to get into that and properly program it. But really, that's it, just the access to those things like the Facebook, the Yelp, and what have you.
Everything she talked to me today about, because I listened to what she had to say, what they had to offer is basically what you guys would maintain on Yelp for me, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of people, they'll have Yelp and then they'll come over to us and essentially just consolidate their costs because we do the exact same thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, I got us all booked for tomorrow. I will try to be on that, the start of that one today. I do have a busy day tomorrow, but if anything, we'll definitely reach out to you at 3. And then if you do come across some free time, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'll definitely try to pencil you in. But if anything, we'll have that 3 o'clock appointment ready for you.
Okay. Sounds good, Evan.
All right. Thank you, Alex. I really look forward to seeing what we do for you. I think you're going to be really happy.
I do too. And I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.